Ottawa. A former Saskatchewan resident living in downtown Ottawa said that she heard phantom horns for weeks after the honking stopped during protests in Ottawa. Victoria de la Ronde was the first witness to testify at the Public Order Emergency Commission on October 14. Justice Paul S. Rouleau is presiding over the inquiry. On February 14, to stop the trucker and freedom convoy protests, the Liberal government declared a public order emergency under the Emergencies Act. This was the first time in Canada's history that the Emergencies Act had been invoked. De la Ronde told the inquiry that she has lived in downtown Ottawa for 30 years and the trucker freedom convoy protests impacted her health. The 75-year-old legally blind woman was born in Saskatoon and grew up in Meadow Lake. I had a phantom horn blowing as an experience for a number of weeks after, said De la Ronde, adding that she attributed it to the very, very loud and constant noise from the horns, from the music, and from the idling trucks. She said even when the horns would stop you could hear idling trucks all night. It was just an assault on my hearing and I can certainly tell now that there is a diminished function. De la Ronde told the inquiry that she couldn't escape the noise and felt helpless, and trapped in her home. Getting a good night's sleep or a full night's sleep was almost impossible, she said. De la Ronde still jumps when she hears a loud horn and becomes distressed when she smells gas, she told the inquiry. The long-term effects are a loss of hearing, loss of balance, some vertigo triggered by the sound of any horn, trigger by certain music as the music was very loud, and the physical trigger when I get a smell of gas, both my throat and lungs start to feel infected, she added. De la Ronde said in spite of her disability she had worked hard for her independence but lost that during the protests downtown. The sound was so high that I could not hear any chimes or signals that we use at the ends of the street to tell us that it's safe to cross. De la Ronde said during the protests she no longer had access to taxi, Uber, or public transportation, and no grocery or prescription delivery. Under cross-examination, De la Ronde admitted to lawyer Brendan Miller, who represents convoy organizers, that after getting her law degree she started doing contract policy work for the federal government. She also admitted that she started a company in the 1980s, which is still in operation, and she gets a lot of federal government contracts. When Miller asked De la Ronde how she became a witness for the commission, she admitted that lawyers for the commission called her and asked her if she would put her name forward as a witness. Difficult to maintain productivity. Witness federal government employee 22-year-old Zexi Lee was the second witness to testify. Lee had launched a class-action lawsuit against the convoy and was granted an injunction on February 7 to stop the honking. She told the inquiry that she was working from home at the time of the protests in Ottawa and had a difficult time maintaining productivity due to the disturbances. Lee said that she didn't witness any violence by the protesters but rather intimidation with a truck. She also told the inquiry that she had received harassing phone calls and emails. In addition, Lee said there wasn't any police or bylaw enforcement against lawlessness including noise, vehicles idling, illegal parking, fireworks, public urination and defecation, harassment on the streets, and fires. I think there was a pig, like a whole pig being roasted, said Lee. I think it was under a fire. And there were several bonfires, oftentimes on corners and intersections where there were people huddled around it, often accompanied by signs and flags. Lee admitted that she had confrontations with the protesters telling them to go back to where the expletive you are from. Answer cross-examination, Miller got Lee to admit that she knows Ottawa City Councillor Catherine McKenna and NDP Member of Provincial Parliament for Ottawa Centre Joel Harden. Miller pointed out that McKenna was handing out copies of the injunction to protesters and truckers for Lee and that MPP Harden was contacting people and organizing events to raise money for Lee's injunction lawsuit. Lee also admitted that staff working for lawyer Paul Champ, who represents a coalition of downtown Ottawa business and community associations, needed a plaintiff and asked her to be a lead plaintiff. The inquiry, the Public Order Emergency Commission's final report with findings and recommendations, must be tabled in the House of Commons and Senate of Canada by February 20, 2023. The hearings started October 13 and are expected to run until November 25 with 65 witnesses being called. Witnesses include Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino, Justice Minister David Lametti, as well as representatives from Ottawa Police, Ontario Provincial Police, CSIS, and lawyers from the Justice Centre for Constitutional Freedoms. Members of the Trucker Convoy and Freedom Movement will also testify, including Pat King, Tamara Litch, Tom Morazzo, and Chris Barber. The province of Saskatchewan has standing at the inquiry. On October 13, lawyer Mike Morris representing Saskatchewan Justice and the province of Saskatchewan gave opening statements. Public participation. The public is invited to contact the commission. They can email perspectives at poic-cdu.gc.ca, or write Public Order Emergency Commission, C.O. Main Floor Security Desk, 90 Sparks Street, Ottawa, on K1A0A3. Submissions should be one or two pages, up to about five pages. The public may provide supporting materials, if any, as attachments. The commission accepts anonymous submissions, but asks that you identify your country of residence. All submissions will be read and considered by the commission, and your submission may be referred to or quoted by the commission either in a written report or during the public hearings. No identifying information will be used without your express permission. If you have any questions about sending comments, please email your questions to perspectives at poic-cdu.gc.ca. Corrected to say Emergencies Act. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_escatedALJoy @glaciermedia.ca.